Do you want to start or shall I?
I think you already have.
Oh, yes, I am. Welcome to Tales of the Whales. We are in bed Saturday morning. It's piddling with rain.
Well, you're in bed, I'm on the bed.
Just to be quite, you know,
yes,
just
because I've been up for 3 hours already.
Yes, okay.
I've done all the jobs, darling.
Yeah, well, hang on. You told me not to get up early because you like your me time.
Yeah, no, I've potted around and everything is all spick and span and lovely.
Good. Well, anyway, this is, for those of you who've never heard it before, Tales of the Whales. It's just our story of the last week. I mean, I can't believe we've done nearly 100.
No, I know.
But anyway, basically, it's about our life.
If anyone out there has listened to the whole 100, I mean,
they'll know.
Well done.
But I don't, but in case not, it's all about having cancer and living with it.
Yeah.
So before you get sort of, oh, is this supposed to be funny or not?
Because it's just a week in the life of.
A week in the life of. I have terminal
cancer. The legend
cancer.
That is James Whale.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm not even going to rise to those things anymore. I'm really not. And Lady W, who sadly has pulled the short. sorry about that. There was a knock on the door.
It was very exciting. The postman's been.
Yeah, and he's brought. You're already buying Christmas presents.
Well, it is nearly December. So, yes.
Yeah, it isn't December. You normally say until Cammy's birthday, Christmas doesn't come on the horizon.
I know, but Cammy's moved out and is independent now, and I've already sorted her birthday present, so I can crack on with Christmas and get myself a bit more organised than I normally am.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I am really excited, though, because I have got one of those little advent calendars that have like nice goodies for ladies.
Which we bought back in October.
I know. I'm so excited that it's soon be the 1st of December and I'll be able to start opening that.
But the whole point is this year, because for the last...
Dog is opening the parcels.
Dear. Sorry, that was another interruption.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I know, this dog, he'd really done quite a lot of unruffling by trying to put down the stairs.
Yeah, now the dogs are attacking the microphones. It's one of those mornings, isn't it?
Well, it's quite fun, isn't it? It's very exciting. Everyone's heart is racing.
I know. Did we mention we'd acquired a couple of new dogs?
Yes, we did.
All right.
And they've settled in now, which means they've started to be quite naughty.
Yeah.
So we know that Radley does like to shred things.
He does. And he's very good at it.
Including my lovely new fluffy slippers.
Yep. Yeah, he does like a shred.
He very kindly thought that they'd be a lot more comfortable without the fluff.
But Mulberry, down here, sitting on your lap at the moment.
Oh, you're an angel, aren't you? A little angel.
You know, she is always, I misgender them badly.
You do. But I reckon she secretly eggs him on to be naughty. And then once he's done it, she goes like, gets him in trouble. And she just sits again, that wasn't me.
Are you going to sit here, Rad?
Yeah. Anyway, on to hospital things and stuff, because you've had some hospital things this week.
Well, yes, I went to see my... I should point out for people who aren't familiar with it, and you can go back and listen to other ones, but I have kidney cancer. I had kidney cancer 25 years ago and had one of my kidneys removed, and then 20 years later, it came back.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other kidney, obviously, because...
The other one wasn't there.
Yeah. There has been some sort of discussion about how many...
kidneys you have? No?
No, the gland on top of it.
Adrenal glands.
Adrenal glands, but we don't think of...
Did, when they told you it had come back in your other kidney, your instant reaction was, oh, great, we'll just take it out then, like you did the other one.
Yes. No. But it is terminal and it's spread everywhere and I'm not laughing at it, but you have to live with it and this is the whole point of what we do. I know loads of people come out and tell their stories one reason or another. And the main reason is that it helps the person with the cancer. So I'm not doing this out of any sort of good fellow whatever.
Well, hopefully it helps other people in the same situation.
Yeah.
Can get a few tips from us and things that we've learned along the way.
I mean, when someone like the King comes out and says that he has cancer, and you know, it makes you think, well, I'm not the... Because there is this tendency, even though... 50% of the population end up with this, of thinking you're kind of out on your own, isn't there? But it's more difficult, the point we try and make is more difficult to be the person looking after the person with the cancer.
It's not more difficult. It has times when it is quite difficult, but noticed.
Yeah, before we talk about the doctor, that was, we went out and had lunch yesterday in a restaurant, and my walking is not so good at the moment, and you humiliated me by making me take the chairlift.
It was a really steep flight of stairs. Your leg has got a tendency to give way under you, and on the way up you refused to use it, which was a little bit heart in the mouth moment.
But
anyway,
I made it up.
Then you had a couple of glasses of wine, and I just, the thought of you trying to tackle those stairs a little bit wobbly, and if you had fallen it would have been like fatal. They were that steep, long.
Yeah.
So
it was quite funny. So, really, I'm only teasing.
I know. But I did bribe you. I did say that we'll go into the men's clothes shop at the bottom of the stairs only if you went on the stairlift. And that was enough to get you on there.
And when I went in, what did I buy?
A walking stick.
Yes. Oh, dear,
which is
oh,
a good
dear.
Purchase.
But yeah, but you just have to take it in the way it's meant. I'm on this chemo at the moment. We went to see our specialist on Tuesday. He's a great bloke. I mean, Professor Powles has kept me alive now for 5 years. In fact, this year, because the last couple of years, you know, I was told more or less, I don't think you'll see next Christmas.
Well, I think you're talking about in 2020.
Yeah. So now you're getting quite fed up with it, aren't you? And so we decided to have a little low-keyed one this year.
Yeah, I just fancied a more of a pyjama day, but we've discussed that already. We talked about that last week.
Did we?
You did.
All right. Memory, you see, I'm not only cancer, just getting elderly too.
So we're not quite sure what's going on with your hip, why it's sort of so painful and whatever. So you were meant to have a scan on Wednesday, meant to be leaving for the hospital about 6:30, 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. But at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, they rang to say the scanner had broken.
Yes.
And so we are now going on Monday instead. So
yeah. I'm quite glad because it was far too early to go. But you have to take the appointments when you're off.
Yeah, but luckily the Monday one is 2:30, so that's lovely, because it takes 2 hours to get to the hospital. So.
Yeah.
So that's good. We'll get that all sorted, and they can scan your hip as well and just see if what's going on there, maybe. Because
yeah,
that will be possible, because you get the CT of your abdomen, chest and pelvis, so that will cover your hip area, won't it?
And I've got some tumours in my bones, so I wonder if it's that. Or the fact I had a hip replacement about 10 years ago. It's that side.
Or and it's worn out. Do they need replacing again?
It's titanium.
Do they have don't have a shelf life?
In fact, I should take that in when I weigh myself.
Oh,
it's
that's
very heavy.
Oh, is it?
Very heavy.
Isn't it the fact, I thought it was meant to be super light, titanium.
No, is it? I thought it wasn't.
Well, I thought that's, well,
I don't know, to
be honest
with you.
You don't see people with hip replacements sort of like dragging their legs along, do you? Because it's that.
No.
I'm not sure.
But we'll
look it up.
I fell over a couple of weeks ago.
That's unusual,
and instead
darling,
of getting better,
not like you,
it's got worse. Mm. It's fine. Sitting down, lying down, fine.
So that's 99% of the time?
Yes, because getting up and walking anyway is excruciating at the moment. So, but I'm going to have a month off chemo, or a week off chemo.
Not a month.
Oh,
yeah.
Not a month.
Just over Christmas period.
Yeah. Because it is, I mean, chemo, all kinds of chemos. You always think, unless you've had to experience it, I always thought, anyway, there's just one chemo. But there are loads of them.
Yes, darling, there are.
And they come up with new ones every day.
Yes, and they're all different things. But
yeah.
It has affected your taste again, hasn't it? Started to...
My taste, my feet, my hands, and I think...
Your emotions
chemo.
A bit.
Yeah, I get a bit sort of nice, you know, and that's not normal for me. No.
You're always nice. You've just been getting a bit sad sometimes.
Yeah, it's difficult. You've got to live with it.
You're not
you've
meant
got
to say that you're nice in real life.
No, did you say that? I can't believe you did that. Don't do that. I'm not. Particularly after the people I've been interviewing lately, I don't think they'd agree with you.
So anyway, today we are going to the Shooting Stars Children's Hospice Ball. So
yep.
To raise money for the Children's Hospice, which is, I'm in tears every time we go to this, the videos they show of the children that have died during this year. And that does put it all into perspective about, you know, we're in, you know, it's not great, but you're lucky to have made it to 73.
Four, three, five, I don't know.
Some people don't get that opportunity,
no.
Do they?
No. In fact, the amount of people, since I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and then when you're given a terminal diagnosis, and you said, "What? How long have I got?" And they said, "Well, you know, 6 months, maybe a year," because they don't know, do they?
No, they sometimes don't say.
It's difficult to put them in that position.
Yes, all they can do is in their previous experience of people in your condition and age and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
But obviously, you're a bit unique, and Professor Tom is just magic.
Yeah, and very clever. He's like a sorcerer.
He is.
You know, and he said, "Well, why don't you have a week off over Christmas, off the chemo?" But when
that's a nice Christmas present.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And you might be able to taste my little Christmas lunch I'm going to make for us, because at the moment I'm making you some nice dinners, and then you're just completely covering them in extra, extra salt and pepper.
I didn't mean to do that.
And just wanting just chili and curries and things, which is totally understandable.
Yeah. It is terrible when you lose your, and some people just lose their taste.
I can't put extra tons of salt in when I'm cooking it, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to eat.
No. But it, you know, it takes about a week for when you come off the stuff for it to go through your body anyway.
So
I might take the week off before Christmas.
Anyway, we've got Sunday lunch tomorrow at the golf club with Kelly.
I'm knackered already.
And Jude.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee and Jess. So we've got a really lot of fun things on this weekend.
The more you can do, the better it is. Because the temptation is to sit in the corner and feel sorry for yourself. And trust me, I know. And so the temptation is people ring up and say, "Oh, hey, James, you fancy a drink? Do you want to do this here?" And the temptation, and I do quite often say, "Oh, do you know, I'm a bit busy at the moment." I'm not busy at all. But the fact the cancer does drag you down. I feel a lot better than I did last week, though.
That's good.
Yeah, apart from the bloody head. And the dogs being a bit naughty.
I think that's perked you up.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because you have something else to focus on apart from yourself.
Yeah.
Getting these two under control.
Come on, Maidley.
Mulberry.
Mulberry. Oh, God, I forget her name all the time. They're both named after handbags. So Radley is the big one and Mulberry is the little one.
But, yes, you always call him a girl, even though he's not a girl.
No, he's not either a boy. Well, it's fun. but they're both the most adorable animals.
You do always get his name right, though, so that's good.
Badly Radley.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does like to shred things. But apart from that, they're lovely.
Mm. Not his coat, funnily enough, because he's hypoallergenic.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
handy.
He is. Yeah. So if you're in the same boat as us, get out, do what you can, you know.
Because even though you don't feel like going, once you actually get outside and start doing something, you then actually do feel better, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to go on holiday somewhere, but not in the weather we've had recently. But that in itself is difficult.
Mm. I mean, last week we tried to go shopping to the little town that we like to, where we got married, where we like used to wander up and down the high street and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And because your hip is hurting and your breathing's a bit difficult and stuff, we couldn't wander up and down the whole high street, but we managed to go into a couple of our favourite shops.
We managed to go into a couple of your favourite shops.
How dare you? We went into the man's, I don't remember county clothing men's shop being one of my favourites.
No, okay. I didn't buy anything though, did I? I was very good. Did I?
Did you?
Oh, yes, you in did. Fat face.
You did. You bought some chops. But anyway, so even just like that little trip out was good for you, wasn't it? It did perk you up quite a bit, even though we couldn't do quite as much as we used to.
Yeah, and all the shops are reducing their prices running up to Christmas. That's good. Or seem to be.
I didn't notice that.
No, I know you didn't, but they were.
It's Black Friday weekend this weekend.
I thought that was last weekend. I thought it was every weekend.
No, it's... Yesterday was Black Friday.
We missed it.
You might have.
Oh.
I've started my Christmas shopping.
Oh, did you? All right. Well, on that note, listen, we wish you all well. And I won't find out next week what the scan says. That's always a worrying little bit. You wait to find out what it says afterwards.
It won't be next week. That'll be like in about 3 weeks' time.
Yeah. And I thought they'd just hide it from you. They haven't got time or whatever. But actually, if you look at the scans... It takes a little while to actually interpret them, doesn't it?
Yes, not that you look at them, the radiographer.
No, but I've looked at them and thought, what the hell is that?
Yes, so the radiographer does a report, so it takes a bit of a while for it to all be processed, but that's fine. So next time we go and see Professor Tom, he'll have some scan results for us, so that would be an interesting...
Hang on, hold on. What is the point of moving now?
In the meantime, I think the message for this week is... Even if you're feeling low and fed up and the weather's really rubbish, just try and get out, even for just half an hour or something, out of the four walls, if you can, because you'll be amazed at just being a little bit outside does perk you up.
I think it's bacon sandwich time.
Oh, I was going to make you a bit more than that. But
were you?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm having a poached egg on a crumpet.
Oh, okay.
But what would you can have whatever you like. Bacon sandwich coming right up.
Yeah. I think I fancy a bacon and egg sandwich.
Okay. That can be arranged.
So have a great week. And don't forget, if you have been newly diagnosed with cancer, there is still life with and after. Because some people get cured.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and there are great things happening all the time. But when you are, check out. There are all kinds of places. Macmillan Nurses are amazing. And whatever cancer you are actually diagnosed with, there will be a charity to do with it, and check them out as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and get the support and help that you need.
Good. Have a good day. I'm now going off to, I'm going to throw on a few clothes and have a bacon and egg sandwich.
I better go and get cooking.
Yeah, I think you had.
Bye.